Balancing your yin and yang energies can shift mental, physical, and emotional patterns that would otherwise lead to accelerated aging, illness, and disease. The microcosmic and macrocosmic orbit meditations help circulate energy through the primary source channels of yin and yang, known as the Du and Ren meridians, to bring greater clarity and vitality throughout your life. For a limited time, you can purchase my one-of-a-kind guided introduction to both of these Taoist meditations for just $36. Visit our online store at acenterfornaturalhealing.com/shop to begin your transformation through the microcosmic and macrocosmic orbit meditations. That's acenterfornaturalhealing.com/shop. So in the last episode, we talked about ways to ground yourself as we move more deeply into the year of the Yangwood Dragon. And the reason why it's so important to ground yourself is because we're entering a wood year, and the element of the dragon by nature is earth. And earth, when you cultivate earth and your connection to earth, you're able to temper the excessive wood energy. And that's through the five element system, through the control cycle. So we talked about how it's important to open up your hips. It's important to do practices that help you connect with earth and with nature. And in this episode, we're going to go a little bit deeper to give you some more techniques, some more tools that you can practice that are rooted in more shamanic traditions, ones that we've learned through our time with our Taoist teacher, Dr. Jeffrey Yuen. So in his eyes, to be a shaman, you need to challenge monotony. You need to do something a little bit different every day. And the reason why this is important is because in the practice of shamanism, you want to cultivate deeper consciousness. Shamans are able to connect to other realms. And so when we're able to deepen our consciousness, we're able to connect maybe not even to another realm, but just to a different way of being. This helps us become more aware of what we're doing, because one of the biggest flaws that we have culturally, we're kind of taught this, is to just kind of run the rat race, to often do things without mindfulness, without consciousness. So when you have tools like this to bring that state of awareness back, this helps to shift your consciousness and deepen your awareness. Welcome to the Natural Healing Podcast, the show designed to guide, inspire, and empower you to elevate your health so you can achieve your goals and dreams. We are your hosts, Dr. Satara Moafi
and Salvador Cefalu,
a husband and wife team of acupuncturists and owners of A Center for Natural Healing, an integrative wellness clinic based in the heart of Silicon Valley.
We're here to make the ancient wisdom of healing practical and accessible for your modern lifestyle. We're presenting these ideas because, as we brought up in our last episode, we're always going through these cycles, and some cycles are going to seem to be challenging, have more negative impact on our lives, and then some cycles seem some positive cycles. So, you know, we're always worried about, like, how do we, you know, mitigate those negative cycles? And so what we're suggesting is, and what's suggested by the masters actually, is to always focus on harmonizing your body and mind to keep harmony in your life. So don't get caught up in these cycles. Mm-hmm. Some people are very successful during challenging cycles, and some people are not having the best time when they have, like, you could say, these luck cycles. So you can't really just, like, look at astrology in terms of, you know, predicting what your life's going to be like, but you can look forward to having more harmony in your life if you are working with keeping your body and mind in more of a balanced, harmonious state. And so we talked about last time how it's always so important to work on grounding, because, you know, life is unpredictable. And when we are faced with those types of you could say, chaos in our lives. This generates wind. So we talked about anchoring the excessive yang qi by working with the earth. And that's basically getting on the ground. As our teacher says, if you want to connect with the element of earth, play in the mud. So play in the sandbox. Just make sure it's clean. Cats love those sandboxes. So, you know, that's the basic idea in terms of grounding. Now, we wanted to talk about some of the other elements in this episode, and Sitar is going to begin with that.
So, of course, when we're talking about grounding, you think of the earth element, but there are five elements in the five element system that need to be addressed in order to connect to nature more deeply. So this is what we're going to kind of delve into. There are techniques and tools that are rooted in shamanism that you can do to balance out all of the five elements. And when I say five elements, I'm referring to the five Chinese elements, which are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. So we're going to talk about pretty simple techniques that you can practice on your own to harmonize those elements. Anytime that you feel kind of scattered or off or don't feel like things are moving in the right direction in your life, because as Salvador mentioned, while astrology is important, and we are going to introduce some more astrology in future episodes, it's not everything. And as our teacher often says, your astrology is only 50%. So if you look at what could happen in your life just by that as kind of a barometer, it's important to balance it out with your free will and the things that you do with your own life through your own personal cultivation to move yourself in the direction of your dreams or the life that you just want to create.
Yeah. And if you just focus on astrology, you could get kind of psyched out if you see that you're starting a negative pattern.
Yeah. Let's say you're in a year of the dragon and you're an animal that, you know, doesn't get along with the dragon. You might think, oh no, this is going to be a really hard year for me. And that mindset already is going to make the year more difficult. We're always going to have challenges. Life is all about ebbs and flows. But if you are internally resourced, if you have tools and practices that you can go to, you can always bring yourself back to a state of balance.
So we've talked a lot about the earth. Why don't we talk about a different element?
So one other thing about earth, since we're starting with that element, since you mentioned that, Salvador, is in terms of earth, you talked about like playing in the mud and connecting to earth and getting down on the floor. Those are all really important. But one other thing that is part of like shamanic practices that I'm sure you're very familiar with already is the practice of drumming. And drumming creates this vibrational frequency that helps connect us to the earth. And so doing things like that, if that's not already a part of your practice, or if you have tried drumming, that would be a good way to connect to earth. And I've also found that when you're around drums and loud sounds like that, it also helps to quiet the mind. So you're going to notice that a lot of these practices, because they bring you back to a state of pure presence, are very invaluable to help quiet your mind as well.
You touched on in the last episode in terms of cultivating your earth, is to cultivate cooking. Mm-hmm. So preparing your own food is a very important way.
Yes.
Because your earth organs are your spleen and stomach, your organs of digestion. So you want to nurture them. And there's no better way than to prepare your own food.
Yes, definitely. And especially as we're going through like a lot of like world and personal transitions, one of the easiest things that you can do to harmonize yourself internally is to just cook your own meals or as many of them as you can. I often tell patients and clients who don't like to cook or just don't cook very much, start with just one meal a day. Start by like making oatmeal in the morning or hard boiling eggs or doing something like that. The connection that you build, like standing in front of your stove, nourishing that earth element, because earth is about nourishment. It's about food. It's about community. It's about connection. But most importantly, that connection has to start with the connection to yourself. So one of the best ways to do that is to bring the energy, your energy, into the food that you put into your body to nourish yourself.
Earth is the nurturing element of the five. So nurture yourself by nourishing yourself.
So we've talked about wood a little bit, so we can go to the wood element next. The wood element would be...
hug a tree.
Exactly. Be yep. more in nature among trees.
It's really simple as that.
The other thing you can do very simply is listen to the sounds of the wind, because wind is related to the wood element. So just going out into nature and just listening to the breeze through your ears helps to kind of harmonize and connect you to that wood element.
I often will do stance training in front of a tree. So you could stand facing the tree, or you could stand with your back facing the tree. And it's a good way to connect with the wood energy.
Now, metal is another one we can talk about. And the metal element is about order and organization and clarity. So if you feel like there's a lack of those things in your life, if you feel very scattered, if your home is just a mess and you have no sense of organization, you want to connect more with the metal element in your life to harmonize that. And the metal is going to be more connected to wind chimes and singing bowls and things like that that have that metallic quality that you can work with.
Stones and crystals can be used also because of the minerals in those. If you're going to work with crystals, it's the clear or the white crystals that are going to definitely have more of a signature with the metal element. And I wanted to backtrack because we touched on wood really quickly there. Wood is about taking initiative in your life. It's about taking a leadership role. It's about being a visionary. It's about going after your dreams, motivation. So if you feel like, you know, you need to cultivate that, then you definitely want to cultivate the wood energy, spend more time amongst the trees.
So the last two elements that we haven't touched on yet are water and fire. And those are opposing elements. Those are counterbalancing elements. And the two most common practices that are related to those elements are moon gazing and solar gazing. So moon gazing relates more to the water element. And moon gazing means that when the moon comes out at night, you would gaze up at the moon and kind of draw the energy of the moon into your body. And it's often recommended that you stand in a basin of water, which may not be practical for everyone, as you do the moon gazing, but that invites more of that water element into your life, that deeper contemplation. Now, if that's not accessible or not something that resonates with you, you can also just cultivate the water element by spending more time around bodies of water. So whether that be a river, a stream, an ocean. So being around that water energy helps to nourish the water element. And remember that the water element relates to the kidneys. It relates to your essence. It relates to who you are most authentically. And it also relates to the spiritual wisdom, everything that's passed down from generation to generation into your DNA, into that Jing, that essence that you hold, that helps you to understand your curriculum or your life purpose. So it's really important that we stay connected to the water element. And, you know, in an environment or in a society where we are very overstimulated, where we work more with yang type energy, this yin energy is really important to cultivate. So making sure that you invite more water into your life, even, you know, if you feel like anxious or worried or, you know, overstimulated in your life, I'm sure you've experienced how it feels to like go by the ocean and just kind of soak up those negative ions. It just settles the spirit down right away.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to touch on. So like if you're feeling like there's too much fire from overstimulation, too much mental activity, then definitely you want to cultivate more of the water energy. And just like the earth anchors the wood, the water anchors that fire and settles and calms the mind. So, and that's why taking a bath, you know, is so useful. Throw some essential oils in there that help you relax and off you go. So that's going to be more of a yin cultivation.
So the last one is fire. And, you know, I don't know how much we all need so much fire in our lives, but it's important to, you know, animate and harmonize all of the elements.
Well, there's a lot of depression out there.
That's true. Or so if you're feeling really like sluggish or unmotivated, lack of creativity, right? Because creativity is a part of fire.
Right.
You can stoke that creativity. You could stoke that inspiration, because that's also fire, by working more to harmonize the fire element. So the fire element practice that's rooted in shamanism is known as solar gazing, and that means to look at the sun. Now, warning before we get into this, you never want to stare directly at the sun because, you know, it can cause weakened vision, and even blindness. So the idea with solar gazing is that you look at the horizon just as the sun is rising and just kind of catch the light that's coming through as the sun is rising, not to look directly at the sunlight. Now, if you're in a place where it's hard to do something like that, you can also do a different practice.
So gazing at a candle flame is also another way to stimulate the fire element. And that's, so you got to be in a dark room and you stare at the fire. And basically, this is going to have a stimulation on your third eye. So it's used to help open up your inner vision to stimulate if you want to see auras or if you want to see the level of the realm of the Po. So what does that mean? If you want to see ghosts, if you want to see...
The spirit world, if you want to connect more with the spirit world, which is really what shamanism is all about. It's connecting the different worlds. It's finding that kind of portal to be able to go into the different dimensions, to open up our intuition, to open up the third eye, to open up your consciousness.
It's going to help also bring clarity. So if you're really just feeling stuck, that could be a really good practice to break through some of that lack of vision that you have in your own life.
That's why the word spark, right, is important, because right. The spark of inspiration or the spark that moves you to the next level, that all relates to fire.
Exactly.
So sometimes we have to stoke that fire in order to reignite. See, there's another fire word. That fire or that way of, you know, being more creative and moving into the world. And when you do these practices, it's important to just practice, you know, like just play with them, because the idea is to create healing by becoming more aware. And healing, according to our teacher, is part of that process is to unlearn what you know, is to kind of rewire yourself and your consciousness to think differently. Even doing things like, let's say you have a daily Qigong practice and you start to get like headaches or you feel uncomfortable, change the position of where you are standing, change the direction that you're facing, move into a different room. Don't get so caught up in your routine of doing the same thing every day. You want to remember, break the monotony. That ability to break the monotony and do things differently is what helps you become more of a shaman or to invite more of those shamanistic qualities into your life. Want to know the single most important thing you can do to strengthen your immune system? Improve your gut health. More and more studies demonstrate the important relationship between gut health and healthy immunity, as well as the ability to have consistent energy and mental clarity. Ahara Botanics is our personal line of products, including probiotics to support gut health, digestive enzymes to support digestion and nutrient absorption, and proteolytic enzymes to support healthy joint and muscle function, tissue recovery, and circulation. Visit aharabotanics.com and use the promo code HEALTHY10 to get 10% off your first order now. That's aharabotanics.com with promo code HEALTHY10.
So the main takeaway here that I want to impress upon all of you is when you're working with these elemental energies, try to put yourself into a more alpha meditative state. So you could sit and you could hold a crystal. You could sit and gong a bell or a bowl, metal bowl, even a wind chime, you know, if you want to cultivate the metal element. Qigong is obviously, like I was talking about, it's like a meditative stance training when you're standing in front of a tree, you know, to cultivate the wood. Obviously, when you're staring at a candle or you're gazing at the rising of the sun, you know, put yourself into a meditative state so you're absorbing that energy. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, so that you're really getting more connected to yourself and you're getting more connected to the nature around you. And as you do that more, as you really go into that meditative state, that brings you into a state of pure presence. And that state of pure presence quiets the mind. It allows you to fully experience the moment. And that's what can create the shift in consciousness. So in cultivating the spirit of these elements in your life, you want to think about what each of those elements are, and then you can even come up with creative ways to invite them more into your life. So when we think of wood, you can think of trees, the sound of wind. When you think of water, you can of course think of a body of water, but we also talked about moon gazing because the moon is considered the most yin element in nature. When we talked about fire, that has to do with the sun or solar gazing. Metal would be more related to stones, to, you know,
metal bowls.
Exactly.
Chimes.
Things like that, that are connected to the metal element.
Crystals. Mm-hmm. Singing crystal balls.
Exactly. And earth would be more related to being in connection with the actual earth, with soil, but also drumming to create that vibrational frequency to connect us more deeply with earth. So practicing in this way, you might find that you start to feel more of a stillness as you move through the rest of your day just by connecting to nature in this way. And you may find that you're more relaxed and calm because oftentimes when we disconnect from nature, that's when we start to fuel our anxiety, our worry, our depression, all of the negative emotions that can come up can often be ameliorated simply by connecting back to nature. So play with these practices, not just as a way to counteract the busyness and overstimulation of life, but also as a way to slow yourself down and deepen your awareness. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Natural Healing Podcast.
As always, we look forward to next time.
Bye. I'm so excited that you've come this far on this journey with us. Thank you for listening to the end of this episode. Now, when you have a moment, please go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify, follow and rate us. When you leave a 5-star review, it really makes a tremendous difference in how much of an impact we're able to make and also how easily we're able to continue to share these resources with you as well as with more listeners just like you. This is how we are able to build the beautiful global community that we have with the Natural Healing Podcast. Once again, thanks for taking the time to be here. We so appreciate you.